Previously on the Back to You podcast.
Listen, I still love you and I miss us.
Attaboy.
You're married? How can you be married? We just broke up 23 months ago.
You just had to call her. Goodbye, Ryan. Goodbye, laughter. Goodbye, bees buzzing. Hello, guardrail. Oh, hi, Grandma.
I remember specifically that they had Gary doing a live shot in front of the City County building in Pittsburgh in the rain at night when nothing was going on. And I thought that that was a very good direct hit at the conventions of local TV news, where they send reporters out for no good reason to be standing in front of a place where the news actually happened hours ago.
I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is episode 6 of the Back to You podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Last time we had Rob Owen, the TV writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on, a writer for Pittsburgh newspaper, talking about a show set in Pittsburgh. So cool that he was on. If you want to listen to that and catch up with any of the episodes of the Back to You podcast, please do so. Back to You was off for 2 weeks in between episode 5 and this episode, episode 6, Gracie's Bully. They showed reruns on the two Wednesday nights, October 24th and 31st of 2007. The show was doing well enough in the ratings that, as we talked about last time on the podcast, Fox decided to give it a full season pickup of 24 episodes. That would not happen. But for now, the show is a hit. And stars Ty Burrell and Josh Gad. Remember, Back to You was years before they really became stars. A few years before Ty was on Modern Family, and a few years before Josh went to Broadway for the Book of Mormon and then voiced Olaf in Frozen. So they're starting to become popular actors. And in doing so, maybe when you're walking down the street, you're at a coffee shop, maybe you get recognized. Here's Ty Burrell and Josh Gad in an interview talking about if they've been recognized yet from Back to You.
I mean, from the show, not really yet. No, it's just the one
you haven't
episode.
Been? I have.
You have not.
No, I was actually recognized from a promo. Which was weird, because somebody came up to me on the street and was like,
"Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's a cool way to do it."
Did they really go?
Yeah, they really did.
They wanted your autograph?
No, they didn't. Well, they didn't ask for my autograph. They just did that, and I was like, "Okay."
You sure they recognized you?
Or they were having a seizure, and I did nothing to help.
And you just moved on.
How do you think you're gonna handle it?
Whoa!
He recognized me.
You bet, buddy. You're welcome.
Later, he died.
So this 6th episode of Back to You, Gracie's Bully, features the first on-camera professional appearance and role from a future Academy Award-nominated actress. Who is it? We're about to get into that. It's time for Back to You, episode 6, Gracie's Bully. It's that day of the year when Gracie's class decides to pay a visit to WURG-9, but Gracie doesn't want to be on the bus because there's a kid that's bullying her, that's annoying her. She doesn't want to deal with that, so she decides to come in with Mom Kelly earlier on in the day. And in doing so, she literally walks in on Marsh telling a prostitution joke, and that really doesn't go so well at all.
Hey, Gracie, I'm just finishing up a joke here. So the prostitute says, "If you're an elf, these aren't your pants." You know, I don't like to point fingers, Gracie, but you kind of messed up the timing on that.
Ryan reflects on when he was in school and when he was bullied because he played the flute and had exercise-induced asthma. Marsh, meantime, says he has a treat for all the kids. He is going to recite the classic poem, Casey at the Bat. But Gary doesn't believe that it's going to happen because every year Marsh tries to recite this poem, he can't get through. So they decide to make a bet. First it's a $100 bet, and then Marsh says, "You know what? Make it $150. I need a new suit." $150 that Marsh either can or cannot get through reciting the entire poem of Casey at the Bat. Also going on, the Monongahela River is flooding. The tricky part about that is Montana cannot pronounce the word Monongahela. She thinks she can just abbreviate it and say the mighty M is flooding. But no, this is a serious thing that's happening. She has to say the word Monongahela. Will she do that? We'll also find that out. Gary, meantime, is reporting on a new hippo at the zoo. Throughout all of this, there is no Chuck Darling. Kelsey Grammer Chuck Darling all of a sudden walks in and says, I skipped the staff meeting to play tennis. He just did. He's surprised to see Gracie. Didn't realize that her class was coming in for the tour today. And she tells him about the bully, whose name is Xander Tucker. Now, Chuck thinks the way to try to deflect what Xander is doing to her is by fighting back, essentially. Flicking his ear. Flicking his ear will annoy him and maybe make him stop doing what he's doing to Gracie. Kelly doesn't like that idea at all. The kids all come in and they start getting a tour of the station from Ryan. They see how a promo is done, and there is a kid who's very much a mini version of Ryan. He's a little chunky, he's got glasses, has the same kind of look as what Josh Gad looked like on these episodes of Back to You. And he starts to form an emotional attachment to him, and Ryan really sees himself in him. In fact, the kid's name is Brian. Very intentional that they did this. Then, all of a sudden, Gary comes in, and this is one of my favorite top 10 lines out of all of the episodes of Back to You.
I'm going to turn things over now to one of our field reporters. Gary, what are you working on today?
My resume.
He's doing a story about a baby hippo at the zoo.
Actually, I'm an investigative reporter. It's my job to find out what people are trying to hide and then dig up the truth. You might recall my expose last year on fraudulent gas pump meters, which resulted in a fairly significant class action suit.
What's the baby hippo's name?
Crinkles.
How much does...
No more questions.
If you listen to the Fred Willard interview a few weeks ago here on the Back to You podcast, he remembers vividly the scene in which Ryan tries to help Montana pronounce the word Monongahela. It's one of his all-time favorites, and he called it an Abbott and Costello type scene. So they try to go through vocal exercises, and Montana tries as best as she can to sound out Monongahela.
Mahongania. Malanganala.
Ma.
Ma.
Nan.
Nan.
Ga.
Ga.
Hela.
Hela.
Monongahela.
Monongalela.
Ma.
Ma.
Nan.
Nan.
Ga.
Ga.
Hela.
Hela.
Monongahela.
Monongalula.
Ma.
Ma.
Nan.
Ga.
Hela.
Hela.
Monongahela.
Malangalala.
I love how in this episode, Gary makes a reference to Marsh that these kids have cameras in their phones now. Like in 2007, having a camera in your phone was revolutionary. It's so interesting to watch a show like this from 12 years ago, an episode like this, and hear a line like that. Chuck and Kelly are off to the side, talking about what do we do with this bully Xander who keeps tripping and pushing Gracie around the newsroom. They don't know what to do. They're talking it out, but they got to be quiet because they're still keeping this secret that they are the parents, that Chuck is the father of Gracie. When Chuck says, she's half mine, Gary walks by. Now, of course, Gary thinks highly of himself. He says, he's this proud investigative journalist. He thinks he knows what's going on. He thinks that with Chuck and Kelly's giant salaries, that they're buying a boat. The referencing of, she's half mine. And so, Chuck and Kelly, who think, oh my gosh, Gary's really figured it out, all of a sudden realize, no, he hasn't figured it out, but we gotta go along with this whole boat thing. Then comes a key scene in the history and legacy of Back to You. Because one of the girls, one of the classmates in Gracie's class, is the character named Eliza. She is played by Hailee Steinfeld. That's right, the actress from True Grit. She got an Oscar nomination for that and the Pitch Perfect movies. This role of Eliza on Back to You is the first on-camera role of her career. She and the other classmates are over at the green screen, and Montana allows Eliza to give it a try. And so she goes in front of the green screen. Fred Willard also talked about this and remembers this very well.
It looks easy.
Well, thank you. When you do it right, it does look easy.
I bet I could do it.
Aren't you confident? Somebody's parents are still together. Well, why don't you come up and give it a try? Hey, Gus, can we have today's weathercast and the teleprompter up here?
Okay.
Great. Okay, do your best.
Well, the rain is continuing here in most of western Pennsylvania with a stubborn low-pressure system. That means the low-lying regions have an increased possibility of flooding, particularly around the Monongahela River. Now, as we turn to the five-day forecast...
Okay, that's enough, that's enough.
Can I even finish?
Oh, no, you're done, sweetie, you're done.
Can I borrow your phone?
Why?
Because my cousin lives by the Monongahela River, and I wanted to know that the Monongahela might flood. She's right on Monongahela Drive.
Hey, she's pretty good.
Shut up, Gus!
Then it's time for Marsh to come in. As Gary says, who's ready to get really uncomfortable as Marsh is in full baseball costume with the bat, with the mustache, ready to come in and recite Casey at the Bat. But he only gets a few lines in before he walks right out the door. And we'll find out why that happens in a little bit. We go back to Chuck and Kelly. They're again off to the side, quietly talking about the Gracie Xander situation. And Gary walks by yet again.
Oh my goodness. I didn't get it till just a second. But it's so obvious. The reason I didn't get a raise this year is because they gave you two enough money to buy that huge boat. I'll tell you what you should name it. The Screw You, Gary! Okay, gang, Uncle Gary's gonna use his master's degree in journalism to show you where he parks his 8-year-old Camry!
That's also one of my all-time favorite moments of Back to You. So funny. Ty Burrell is the MVP of this episode. So once again, Xander trips, pushes Gracie. Kelly's had enough. She basically runs to him, takes him by the shirt, goes into her office, and threatens to rip his head off. That's right, she says those words. Chuck is absolutely stunned. He doesn't know where this anger, this aggression came from, and neither does Kelly. So she starts punching Chuck in the stomach and in real excitement, and Chuck can really feel it. So then shortly thereafter, Gracie's teacher, who is also at the station for the day, comes in and basically says, Xander's upset. Xander's mom is also very upset because Xander called her. And now she's furious and she's on her way down here. And they don't know what to do. What are Chuck and Kelly gonna do dealing with Xander's mother? They decide to team up as being the badass parenting machine to deal with Xander's mom. We'll see how that goes. Remember how I said early on in the Back to You podcast there are like 4 or 5 storylines going on at once? Well, now we go back to Ryan and his bond with the mini version of him, Brian. Brian tells him that Eliza, Hailee Steinfeld's character, is actually his girlfriend because he pulled the fire alarm so she didn't have to take a test one day. And Ryan is stunned that he could get a girlfriend. And little Brian realizes that Ryan likes Montana. So there's some nice moments between the two of them. Then comes the reflection segment. As has already happened on Back to You, and it'll continue to happen in future episodes, Marsh McGinley, Fred Willard, is the voice of reason on this show. He and Ty Burrell Gary sit down and talk about why Marsh cannot get through Casey at the Bat, why he just can't do it. Gary is very curious. Marsh explains that when he was a boy, he stuttered, and his father tried to help him with his stuttering problem. They would play catch in the backyard, all the while his father would be teaching him to memorize the poem, Casey at the Bat. Marsh owes everything to his father for getting him to overcome that stutter and to become a broadcaster, to become a sportscaster. And as Marsh is telling this very moving story, Gary begins to cry. But in the end, he still wants his $150. Now the badass parenting machine of Chuck and Kelly. Wouldn't that be quite a slogan? Of course, they still haven't revealed that they are both the parents of Gracie, so they couldn't use that, but that would be quite a slogan on the news. The badass parenting machine is ready for Xander's mom, and when she does, she really catches Chuck's eye, and he is immediately thrown off. Xander's mom is played by actress Charisma Carpenter from the Expendables movies, who tells Kelly that she is recently divorced. So this perks Chuck's interest a little bit more, and Kelly is not happy that the badass parenting machine is no more. But in the end, they resolve things quickly because Gracie tells Chuck and Kelly, who eventually argue after Xander's mom leaves the room and they start flicking each other's ears. Gracie tells them that Xander's been doing all these things because he actually likes Gracie. And it's weird for her to think that somebody would do something like pushing you, pulling on you, tripping you, in order to tell you that they like you. But the Xander plotline doesn't go any further from that. We don't see Xander appear in another episode of Back to You with Gracie in any other situation. And the vignette of this episode of Back to You, Gracie's bully, is Gary with Kelly. He sort of apologizes for interfering with Chuck and Kelly, talking about the boat, and Kelly says to him, Gary, you know what, we really weren't talking about a boat. And then he asks her, what were you really talking about? And she says, we just can't have you on that boat, Gary, I'm sorry. And Gary gets really mad again. And that is episode 6 of Back to You, Gracie's Bully. Now, the ratings on this episode, 6.45 million viewers. That's a 9% drop from the previous episode because, again, the two-week gap. A lot of times when a show goes off the air, even for a week or two running reruns, it's tough to immediately bring people back. You can do as much marketing as you want, but in order to tell them, hey, we're off this week, hey, we're back this week after being off the air for a couple weeks, that's a lot to ask out of somebody. So 9% drop for 6.45 million viewers. That is also a series low so far for Back to You, but don't worry, it will bounce back. I love using that word. On the next episode of Back to You, episode 7, which is Something's Up There. That's the next episode of this podcast. We'll be talking about that episode. And, as I mentioned on the last episode, the writer's strike is right around the corner. Episode 7 will be the final episode aired of Back to You before the writer's strike. What's going on at Fox? What's going on at all the other networks? We'll talk about that on episode 7 of the Back to You podcast. As always, follow this podcast on Twitter at Back to You Pod. Follow me on Twitter as well at LCJ Reviews. You want to watch these episodes of Back to You to get yourself ready for these episodes of the podcast? You can do so on Amazon, iTunes, wherever you get your videos, Vudu. Also, you can find the season 1 DVD of Back to You. That's going to give you the 14 episodes that aired on Fox, plus the 3 that didn't make it on the air that we'll cover in future episodes of Back to You. I'm Lights Camera Jackson. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Back to You podcast.